Hello, everyone. I'd like to call to order the Ishmael Community Services District. Oh, sorry. How about that? Okay. So I want to welcome everyone to the Oceano Community Services District meeting with the Board of Directors. This is Wednesday, March 11th. And here we are. So could we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Director Austin.
Here.
Director Joyce Sonnison.
Here.
Director Villa absent. Vice President Rose.
Here.
And President Gibson.
Here. Stand for the flag salute.
Hand over heart, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Okay, and now we're going to look at agenda review. Does anybody need to make a change? I don't think so. Okay, no change to the agenda, and we'll have a report on closed session from the special meeting of February 20th, 2026.
Yes, at the February 20 meeting, there's no action that was taken that records reporting. At the February 27th meeting, the board did take reportable action. A motion was introduced by Director Rose and second by Director Austin. The board unanimously approved the motion with a 5-0 vote. The approved action was the adoption of a transition plan, which established the following of the resignation of the general manager, Peter Brown. This agreement outlines the terms and process for the transition period between the district and Mr. Brown. No other action was taken that requires reporting under the Brown Act.
Thank you, Mr. Schultz. Okay, so let's go to public comment for items not on the agenda. 3 minutes. Free to everyone. And it looks like no one is interested, so we'll bring public comment to a close and move on. So we have special presentations, and so Commander McDaniel.
Hello, thank you. Commander McDaniel with the San Francisco County Sheriff's Office out of the South County Station. So overall, for the month of February, our calls for service were down pretty significantly from the previous year. Last year, we had 340 calls for service in that month. This year was only 250, so pretty significant drop in calls for service. We had three battery calls, both of which were domestic in nature. Almost 20 disturbance calls, 8 suspicious circumstances, 5 of those were suspicious subjects, 40 enforcement stops, and 14 arrests in the Oceana area during that time, so about one every other day. I'm available for any questions if anybody has anything.
All right.
Thank you.
I think we're good, thanks. Commander McDaniel. Okay, and Fire Chief Hallett.
Good evening, members of the board. Pleased to be here tonight just to give you some updates. We've remained busy in 5 cities, Fire Authority. Our total responses in 2025 for Oceano, 751, with a average response time of 7 minutes and 53 seconds. So we're real pleased that we're meeting that standard. Our turnout time is 59 seconds, which is below the NFPA industry standards. Just additionally, we finished our Firefighter Recruit Academy on February 26th. We'll be starting an Engineer Academy on May 4th. We returned, several of us returned last week from Wisconsin, where we're speccing our new ladder truck, which will be a replacement of our aging fleet. Just in case you do happen to be in the area in the next couple of months, we plan on doing some pile burning and hazardous fuel reduction along the pike on the Temple of the People property. March 28th is our open house at the Grover Beach Fire Station located at 701 Rockaway. That's a joint open house with Grover Beach Police Department. We'll have free food and lots of activities for people of all ages, so hopefully we'll see lots of members from the Oceano community there. And we are currently conducting a community survey to guide us in our strategic planning process, which followed our standards cover study that we recently received. And that survey is available on our website at fivecitiesfireauthority.org. Available for any questions if you have.
I missed what you were planning for along the pike.
We're going to be doing some pile burning with a lot of the eucalyptus.
Right.
Stuff there down there.
Trees are.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Seeing no more questions. Thank you, Fire Chief. And Tony?
Good evening, Board. Tony Maricino, Utility Systems Manager. So Lopez is currently at 87.5% full, which is 48,269 acre feet. We had zero sewer system overflows for the month of February. We got delivered just under 40 acre feet, and we pumped just under 8 acre feet of water. So we're continuing to do our daily rounds, weekly and monthly samples. We had 8 work orders. We had 32 USAs, underground service alerts. We had 8 customer service calls, 3 after hours call outs. The first one was for Lopez Water Treatment Plant. It went offline due to a lightning strike on February 26th. They were offline until March 2nd. The second call out was a yard alarm that had to be reset. And the third call out was for 1472 17th Street, a complaint of water noise. Once the operator responded, it was an actual irrigation line on an irrigation meter for the HOA to take care of. So we did shut that off. We finished all the paving and concrete around the new workshop. All the electrical has been installed and completed at the workshop. We have started moving materials and started building shelves and organizing the new workshop. And it's going to take a few more days. There's quite a bit of stuff we're moving in there. Multiple concrete and asphalt recycling dump runs. And we also had a metal run due to the fact that we finished demoing well 7. We poured a new pad at well 8 and demoed the old well house to get the new well house going to be getting installed in about a week. So we can get that up and going with the new chloramine system. All the field staff attended a 1-day traffic control class here in the boardroom. Also, we attended another training here in the boardroom, confined space, electrical safety, and lockout tagout. We replaced the air compressor at the surge tank. It actually failed. Last time we replaced that was about 5 years ago. First of the month, equipment startups and alarm function checks. Door hangers for non-payments. I met with MKN to go over a CIP sewer projects. I also attended a county pre-construction meeting for a grind overlay that is just now starting on Pier. The entire road of Pier Avenue is going to have a grind overlay and new pavement. That project has started, and it will end May 18th, about a week before the big holiday that's coming up. Also, we're still picking up trash, and we had 7311 tickets. Any questions?
So that Pier Avenue, it's not that, I thought they were working around the
no.
Lift station. It's not.
So they're doing a grind overlay. The lift station is staying there. What that means for our utilities is they will lower our water valve boxes and manholes, and then they grind, and then they do an overlay, and then raise them.
Okay.
So the lift station is currently not being affected. Oh. It's actually going to be pushed out a little bit right there, a little bit more vegetation sidewalk on the plans. There'll be some restriping, two lanes going towards the ocean, one lane leaving, so they could have bike lanes.
So,
May 18th.
Far as state water, I saw in the paper where Oro Grande's going to put it to a vote now.
That's what I just heard. It was at the council meeting. So
what is that? Has no effect on us, right?
None whatsoever. It just gives the ability for the city of Oro Grande to obtain state water a little easier than during the LLRP.
Okay. All right.
Just gives them the ability to purchase.
All right.
Well, be interesting to see the price tag.
Yes.
So we'll go from there.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions? Okay. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
And Ms. Cassiola, can you make the administration report, please?
Yes, so in the office, obviously, a lot of the items are here on the agenda today. We've got our insurance coverage for 2026. We have our June 2025 audit. Regarding customers, we had late notices go out on the 21st, and then we had door hangers go out earlier last week, and now shutoffs will be tomorrow, and that will be busy doing shutoffs and starting the meter reads for the handhelds, since they'll be reading next week, and then we'll be on to the next set of billing.
Okay, that's it. Okay. We'll take public comment, presentations and reports. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot my cohorts. Do you want to go ahead and speak?
Sure, unless you wanted to.
No, they can speak after.
Thank you. Good evening, April Dury, Oceano. I just wanted to add to the other things that were talked about that were coming up for the community is Saturday at Memorial Park by the Duck Pond area. 2 o'clock, Jimmy Paulding's Pies for Paulding. Hope to see you there. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. I have nothing to report on Zone 3 and the other committee members, Director Rose, Vice President Rose.
I have nothing to report. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. I'm going to report on last week's Sanitation District meeting. I attended, and the first thing we took care of was we received our report of the audit for 2024 and 25, and we came out with a clean, unmodified opinion, so that's always great. And then another bigger item that we've been working on is the digester, and that is, it's called a cogeneration, digester gas cogeneration project. And what that is the gas that comes out of the we're keeping it as a, 2009, district procured and installed a cogeneration system. That system was intended to use the excess biogas at the plant to generate electricity and provide the heat needed for the anaerobic digesters. While that system initially provided at least a portion of the intended results, it was never fully functional, suffered several system failures. Following investigations by district staff and qualified independent engineers, this is a summary of the new plan that we're going to, that we voted to go forward with. And it will take, it's going to put wasted digester gas to productive use, improve the plant emissions, reduce electricity and gas consumption and cost. And it's going to be located to avoid interference with plant operations, acceptable operational impact on plant staff, accommodate the APCD and the Coastal Commission, financially viable within the life of the plant. So the APCD has already written off and saying that it's a wonderful, you know, because we're going to be processing the gas instead of letting it go out into the atmosphere, and it's going to be saving money and So we're all excited. It's, and the only thing will be if the Coastal Commission has any problems. So far they've said no, but we'll see what happens when it goes along further. They're just starting the investigation of it now. So then we also, the mitigation plant, the hazard mitigation plant for the county. We adopted a resolution that we're going to approve the 2025 San Francisco County Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan. So it brings this plan brings the district into compliance with FEMA requirements and makes the district eligible to certain categories of federal hazardous mitigation funding. So this plan has been approved by FEMA, and the counties receive FEMA approval pending adoption by the governing body. So all the jurisdictions, the OCSDs and the, not the OCSDs, but the other projects in the, well, I think the OCL would do that too. And then the last thing we had, the plant operators report, and as usual, our plant's running beautifully. And there was no call outs. I mean, no, what do you call it? No overages, no violations of the pollutions. So everything's running fine, everything's working great, and the plant's moving along just perfectly. So thank you very much.
I had a quick question. The cogeneration plant, that's on site.
Yes, it'll go in where the over where the drying beds are. They have one section there, they can put it there. It's all in on our website. And there's all the plant, everything about it. It's really a neat thing that.
And does the the new contractor, are they more experienced?
Yes, this is an actual company that does this. That's the only thing they do. And they were there at our meeting and talked about it. And they were very, you know, they've done three of them in the area.
Oh, okay.
I think they did one in San Luis. But, yeah.
Okay, that's good. Any other? No? Okay, and then Director Joyce Sunnison? Nothing to report, okay. We'll close outside committee reports and we'll open public comment again. Second chance. Okay, no takers, so we'll close public comment and then we will open consent agenda. And A, B, C, and D seem to all be the review and approve the minutes. So maybe we could do those four together.
Yeah.
If everybody wants to, you know, review those for a minute. Yeah, they were all for special board meetings. So.
Oh, the special board, yeah. All right, well, I will make a motion that we, we have to do public comment, yes.
Kim or Bev, do you guys have a?
Good evening, Julie Tacker. I'd like to speak to the minutes. I was able to attend one of the special closed sessions before the resignation, and now, the report out of closed session that your council gave is printed in the February 27th special meeting agenda. And I wish more could be said about this transition plan. What does that look like? What does it cost? What, you know, there's no explanation here, and I just thought I'd raise that and see if there was any more that could be disclosed about the plan. This is a public agency. There's a transition plan that the public should be able to understand fully. So thank you. If you can expand on that, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for your comment. Any more comments? Okay, we'll bring it back to the board.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes as presented for the A, B, C, and D.
I second that.
First and a second, roll call.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Vice President Rose?
Yes.
Director Joyce Sennison?
Yes.
And President Gibson?
Yes. Okay, next we have cash disbursements.
I don't have anything to say on them.
Okay, board. Okay. Close it to the board and open it for public comment. Cash disbursements. Okay, seeing no one run up here, I'll bring it back to the board and we close public comment and we can entertain another motion.
Second.
First and a second, roll call.
Vice President Rose?
Yes.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Director Joyce Sennison?
Yes.
And President Gibson?
Yes. Okay, our next one is recommendation to approve the property, general auto, and other liability insurance coverages for 2026 and authorize payment in the amount of $53,929. Do you have any other comments to go along with that?
So this is consistent with last year, and it's also consistent with what our new lease requires for this building with the County of San Luis Obispo.
Oh, okay. Any comments from the board?
No.
Okay, we'll open it to the public. Public comment, and seeing none, we'll bring it back to the board, close public comment, and entertain a motion. Okay, great. First. I'll second. First and a second, roll call.
Vice President Rose?
Yes.
Director Joyce Sennison?
Yes.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, we're going to move along to our business items, and I'll let Ms. Cassiola present number A.
Thank you. Yes, President Gibson, members of the board, in item 9A, we have the final June 30th, 2025 audited financial statements by Moss, Levy, and Hartzheim. We also have the draft request for proposals for audit services for the next 3 years, but I'm going to do the audit first since we have our audit partner, Christopher Padilla, here today. And so we can get those questions out of the way before we review the RFP for the next 3 years. So a little background on the audit. Each year, the district is required to provide regular audits of the accounts and records of the district to the state, county, and LAFCO, and we have to do that by June 30th of the next year, so it's due by June 30th, 2026. In 2023, the board went out to RFP, and we selected Moss Levy for the last 3 years, so that was for 2023, 2024, and 2025. Included in our audit is the internal controls report, which includes no findings and provides a clean audit. It also includes the management discussion and analysis, so this is written by staff, and it gives operational and historical context for issues that occurred during the year and which will happen in the next year. So that, for example, we discussed in our management discussion a lot about the divestiture and our Prop 218, the water, the wastewater, and even our garbage, which we, our solid waste, which we adopted in January of 2025. I have Christopher Padilla here, so if there's any questions for him or myself, I'd be happy to answer them. This is a received and filed item, and once it's approved, or received and filed, excuse me, it then goes to the county, LAFCO, and state. So with that, if you don't mind, Mr. Padilla, if guys have any questions, we'd be happy to answer any specifics.
Hi. As Carrie mentioned, it was a clean, unmodified opinion for this year's audit. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer.
I don't have any questions. It was very clear.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Draft RFP is attached as well. This would be for the next 3 years, which would be 2026, 2027, and 2028. We will post this draft and incorporate any requirements or comments you have to it, because this is a working document that can be changed. And after you approve it, and then it'll be posted. And the close date I have as a draft would be May 1st, 2026, so that it would be ready for your board meeting 13th. For your consideration. All those proposals that respond that were responsive to our RFP would then be brought to your board and for your consideration and approval. So if you have any changes or other requirements you would like of the audit, this is pretty consistent with what we did in 2023. The main updates were done under purpose and agency description and our services, obviously, again, mostly related to fire and what's changed. There with the county. So with that.
So okay. how many businesses applied last time?
The first time we went out to RFP, I believe we got 3, and the second time 1. So, and I've got a list from the California Special Districts Association, so I plan to send it out to the list they provided me of CPA firms. Some of them are local, some of them are not, but.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay, any more questions? Okay, we'll take public comment. Open public comment. Okay, and we will close public comment. Bring it back to the board. So this is just receive and file?
No.
No?
So the audit is receive and file, but the RFP, if you approve the draft, we can move forward with that. But if there's any changes, I'd be happy to incorporate it. And then I'll need a motion for that.
Yeah.
I make a motion that we approve the draft RFP and have it sent out.
I'll second that.
Okay, first and second.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Vice President Rose?
Yes.
Director Joyce Sennison?
Yes.
And President Gibson?
Yes.
Thank you for coming, Mr. Pizia. It was a lot of hard work. This is not a reflection of what we worked on.
Yeah. Sorry, we.
It's obvious what you worked on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, so Ms. Cassiola,
Oh, yes, sorry, I thought there was a question.
Who asked those guys to quit it?
President Gibson and members of the board, and item 9B, we have the review of the district's investment policy. So each year we're required to adopt the annual investment policy, even if there's no changes. Today I have changes. Last year, the board adopted the policy with resolution 2025-02. So we took that policy, myself and Optimize Investment Partners. That is, that's who we hired back in 2023 to improve our investment returns for the district. Right. So we went ahead and redlined the amendments and attached them to this agenda item. So we have 3 amendments. One is basically to make approving the investment policy easier in the future. It's basically, we had a section regarding life deposits, LIFE, and that stands for the Local Agency Investment Fund. We had the limit of $65 million, and that increases each year. So OPI has recommended that we update that to be as permanent by life. So then when it goes up to, let's say, $75 million, we don't have to come back and change that number. So that's kind of more of a housekeeping item.
Quiet in the back, please.
The second recommendation is updating an extension date that expired within this policy. The date was January 1st, 2026, and it will be now updated to 2031. This is related to time deposits and how they can be purchased through banks, savings, and loan associations. So basically, that law changed, so we're updating it to comply with that law. The last recommendation is adding medium-term corporate notes and municipal bonds. So these are permitted by California law. We didn't have this before. And they provide low risk and provide safety and liquidity to the district, so we can get it back if we need it, let's say if a bill came up. And they provide other options other than the U.S. Treasury, federal bonds, and CDs. And they can provide us higher yields than those federal options. So that's why they have included that. So the main changes are on page 133. You'll see that red line where we start to incorporate the medium-term corporate notes and the municipal bonds. So with that, if there are any changes or questions about any of the red lines, I'd be happy to answer those.
So higher results with still low risk?
Yes.
Okay.
With the adding of the medium-term corporate notes and municipal bonds. We didn't have that before.
Okay, great.
So this will take us through January of 2031, correct?
No, we have to come back each year, but that specific code increases it to 2031. There's a section inside this policy.
That's what I was.
This has to come back each year.
Each year. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I was confused about. Thank you.
Do you remember offhand how much we're getting a year?
Yeah, of course. In the last audit, it was about 120,000, but this year so far, we've done two quarters, right? Two quarter reviews, we're about 67,000. I think I wrote the exact amount in here. Nope, 76,000.
How much, 76?
Yeah,
that's good.
I remember when we did this.
74,548 so far. That's wrong twice.
Okay, I like that. Okay, any other questions?
No.
Okay, we'll take public comment on our investment policy.
Good evening, April Dury. I just wanted to take a moment and thank Carrie so much for being so intelligent and caring about her position in this community, to do what she does in the office every day, and for Tony out in the field and taking care of the people who are the support system. The last month, I'm sure, has been interesting for them, the way things are going, but so heartfelt. Thank you so much, Carrie. Thank you so much. I know that when you talk about these things, you know what you're talking about. And that helps me sleep better at night, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
And it helps the board immensely.
So. It's really everyone below. They do all the legwork. Yeah, we're lucky to have Nicole.
Okay, any other comment on our investment policy? Okay, seeing none, I'll bring it back. Close public comment and entertain a motion.
Make a motion that we approve the adopt a resolution for the district's investment policy.
Second. First and a second.
Vice President Rose?
Yes.
President Gibson?
Yes.
Director Austin?
Yes.
And Director Joyce Sennison?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Ms. Cassiola, we don't have any written communications, correct?
None today.
And no future agenda items and no closed sessions. So I think I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
That was the fastest meeting, 6:35.
You guys get bored.